brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
And we are off another global transmission, blasting out against tyranny worldwide, a clarion call. The 21st century Paul Revere's across the globe are writing, not for just liberty here in the United States, but 1776 freedom worldwide against the crony anti-free market globalist, the monopoly men that are waging war against every sector of free society. Well, we've got an extremely jam-packed transmission for you today. Colonel Anthony Schaefer is going to be joining us to talk about the Iran situation, the Syria situation, the Libya situation. Of course, he ran Operation Stratus Ivy and Able Danger and could have killed Osama bin Laden back in 2000, 2001 and was ordered to stand down. And it doesn't get any more high level with his intimate understanding of all this and how basically the war on terror is a fraud. He'll be joining us coming up in the second hour. And then I've seen these videos from a lady who's Syrian, young lady. She just goes by Syrian Girl so that she can protect her identity a little bit. Just to break down what's really happening in Syria, she's going to be joining us as well. In the last 20 minutes or so of the show today, I am going to air part of my speech I gave in Dallas, and then later in the week we're going to put out the Orlando speech. And the Dallas speech was powerful, but I think the Orlando was even more powerful in ways. That's at least what my crew said. And so we're going to be airing that as well on the nightly news in its entirety in a few days. And then here on the radio we'll play some snippets of that. I will, in the next few days, have a big Dave Mustaine interview for you. But we've taped part of that interview, and then we're going to tape some more with him. Really a wide-ranging interview. So that is coming up in the next few days. And we'll premiere that here on the radio / TV show, at least part of it, and then the rest of it on the nightly news. And he'll be able to clarify a lot of the things he's been talking about lately. Now, I've known Dave for years and talked to him on the phone quite a bit, you know, and in person some, but just really getting to know him. He's an amazing guy. And really a nice, you know, caring person. His wife's just a really nice person. And it's great to be able to spend some time with him. But that is a side issue. Boy, I had a wild night Saturday. Went to the show here in Austin and then driving out to my house. Later, if I have time, I'm going to tell a story getting pulled over with Dave Mustaine and his wife in the car. And then literally getting into the house 30 seconds before Coast to Coast AM called with Mr. Wells, did a great job on his show. I've been up since about 5 in the morning. I hope I did a good job on Coast to Coast covering the Breitbart situation. By the way, speaking of that, the coroner's come out and said 6 to 8 weeks, as you know, 3 days ago. But now they're saying, yeah, they're going to look at foul play. All bases will be covered. Because the coroner obviously thinks it's suspicious. That they were going to release this quote damning footage of Obama at communist meetings and palling around with known bombers and others, and that he said he was going to bring down Obama, and then you know pretty much what happened to him, saying that he was going to vet him. You'd be a fool not to question. And I saw in the, well, in Yahoo News and in British newspapers and in the Washington Times of all places, in their communities area, Social Journalism and Independent Voices, one of their columnists, it's Ask a Question of this writer is the name of the column. And they say, Breitbart murdered, now pass the Kool-Aid. Kool-Aid is like being in a cult and not questioning. I mean, you're called a conspiracy theorist when you question known liars. So if that means I'm a Kool-Aid drinker, okay. Then pass the grape Kool-Aid, because I just don't buy what I'm told. Big show coming up. Stay with us.
folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is Monday, March 5th, 2012. And we're going to be here for the next 3 hours today. Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer on Iran, Syria, and more is going to be joining us with the inside scoop in the next hour. Then we have a guest joining us from Syria. She just goes by Syrian Girl to give us their take on what's actually happening there. We're going to be breaking it all down today. Wow, where to start? Obama has come out and said, I will not hesitate in using force to block Iran's nuclear threat from Iran. Proxy wars are being launched against Syria, Libya. They've already overthrown Libya and Egypt. They're putting Al-Qaeda and the Muslim Brotherhood in charge. They're trying to get rid of Assad and put Al-Qaeda and Muslim Brotherhood in charge on record. The West is shipping arms in on record and now admits they want to start a bombardment that they call a peace bombardment of Syria. And they'll call it humanitarian. There's been upwards of 40,000 killed in Libya. Racial cleansing going on by the Arab groups. Al-Qaeda backed against the black Libyans. All of this is going on, and we're told, oh, it's democracy, it's an uprising. That'd be like if the globalists, the UN-funded, let's say, Mexican nationals, through the La Reconquista, La Infosora movement that's funded at the university level by the big banks to create division, divide and conquer, you know, to try to overthrow the Southwest and break part of the country off. That's actually being taught, being pushed. And then Russia came over here, or China, and was bombing the United States because the government was trying to keep the union together and saying, no, this is the United States. I mean, that's the type of stuff we're talking about here. And Syria is not being attacked, and civil war is not being stirred. And they've got members of the Syrian military, of course, that have been paid off and have defected. I mean, it's a war, just like it was a war when they brought al-Qaeda in to attack Gaddafi. I'm not a fan of Gaddafi. Rest in peace. But compared to al-Qaeda, I mean, he was a stabilizing force. Sure, 20 years ago, you know, he was using asymmetrical warfare against the West, trying to basically use guerrilla warfare against overwhelming force. And I'm an American. I don't like that. But the point is that he was also under attack. So he was responding. And now he came in 7 years ago, did deals with the West, gave up his weapons programs, invested his money in big U.S. and European banks, hung out with presidents and prime ministers, let all the Western industry in, and they just used that to come in and infiltrate with spy organizations. So this is a serious situation. It's the same thing with Russia. I know Russia's KGB, now FSB run. I know it's got all of its own problems. I know there's election fraud classically there. But I'm not naive enough to say, oh, but that's not happening in the United States. And watch our supposed corporate media sit there and tell us that, oh, well, Russian elections are a fraud, but not ours. But, you know, none of that goes on here when there was clear fraud in Maine, Iowa, 100%, and 90%+, you know, proven in Nevada, South Carolina, and other areas. So now we knew this was coming. The West and the banks that have hijacked our nation and that have hijacked Europe and England are now openly with color revolution groups and George Soros organizations openly trying to overthrow Russia and cause a civil war there. And folks, the Russians have got 10,000 plus nuclear weapons. And the Russian military is not going to go along with this. The West already, back in 2008, on the day the Olympics began, NATO-backed groups out of Georgia attacked Russian-held areas of South Ossetia and Abkhazia. And our media ran a hoax saying Russia had attacked. And I went on air for the first hour or so and said, I can't believe Russia attacked these areas, just because I couldn't believe CNN would lie like that. But then it started coming out, wait a minute, NATO attacked and they slaughtered the Russians in their barracks. And then the Russians rolled in with nukes when NATO aircraft were landing with U.S. and NATO troops to fight the Russians. And the Russian chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff came out and said, okay, we've moved in intermediate nukes. We're going to fire on you. This was in European TV, on Russian TV, nothing in U.S. television. And then the Georgians pulled back, NATO pulled back. But that's how close we came to war again. The Russians did not blink. They rolled in nuclear weapons and rolled in heavy armor on record. And I've learned just from 3.5-4 years ago, it's always a learning process. I mean, I turn on the TV at 7-8 in the morning, and there's the president of Georgia saying we're under attack from Russia, and the news is Russian tanks are pouring in for no reason. And I, by 11, I'd heard it was conflicting reports, but I said, well, there's no way they're lying. Wow, Russia attacked Georgia. And then I looked like a fool a few hours later. It was all over the European press and everywhere. No, actually, in the middle of the night, they attacked these two areas, went into the UN zones where the Russians are at. This has been a disputed zone since the end of World War II, and just killed them. And then later, that was all confirmed, you know, in scholarly reports, and even our media about a week later had to admit it. But this is craziness. This is craziness to have this type of stuff going on. And the Russians sent mobile missile launchers, mobile medium range, you know, those big trucks with the big nukes on the back, and went on. I mean, we played the clips here, went on Russian national TV and said, we're preparing to use nuclear weapons. I mean, and they were aiming them at those bases where U.S. troops were landing. And the Russians would have pulled the trigger. Guaranteed. Nuclear war. Boom. That's how it starts. I mean, didn't Napoleon learn? Didn't Hitler learn? Just look. The Russians have got all their technology mixed with, you know, primitive Dark Age type stuff, medieval, and it's insanity. The top Chinese generals said 6 months ago they're preparing for war with the U.S. They've never openly talked like that. Then the president 2 months ago said we're preparing for nuclear war. This is who holds $2 trillion of our debt. This is where all our industry has been shipped with tax incentives. And the globalists are playing America off against the Chinese and the Russians, and then we all lose. We all lose. It's the bankers that are trying to lobby to take our Second Amendment. It's the globalists that are lobbying to overthrow the Bill of Rights and Constitution. It's the globalists that are the main threat. I'm not a fan of the communist Chinese. I hate them and constantly talk about how horrible they are. And the bankers are in bed with them at a certain level, but they all stab each other in the back. I don't like the stuff Russia does, killing journalists and all the rest of it. But the point is, Russia's not over here. Russia's not signing the NDAA. Russia's not launching wars without congressional approval. Russia's not shipping guns into Mexico to blame my Second Amendment and your Second Amendment. And again, George Soros, who funds all these color revolutions all around Russia, trying to, and then NATO comes in and moves weapons in to try to start a new war with Russia. And now this same guy trying to overthrow my country with a fake socialist revolution is trying to overthrow Russia. And that's in the news today. And so this is going to get the Russians completely into a offensive stance via defense against the West. And the truth is, Russia's gotten away from the New World Order. It's its own criminal enterprise, all these governments. Iran's its own criminal enterprise. See, people seem to think, well, is it Russia good, America bad, or is it America good, Russia bad, or is it Iran good, America bad, or Iran good, America, you know, Israel, all this. It's kleptocracies. It's corrupt governments all use the same tricks. Governments are corrupt about 99% of the time historically. Read what George Washington, Thomas Jefferson said. Read what Machiavelli wrote in two books 500 years ago in Italy, or in one of the provinces, of one of the city-states that is now Italy today. The point is that I understand how these powerful forces, these banks that create the money and now pretty much rule the world, are playing us off against each other. We'll all go in debt to fight with each other. Russia, as it's being attacked politically and militarily, will use that to take liberties. Iran, as it's being attacked by the globalists, will use that to take liberties and dig in deeper. The West, while it's in these cold wars and hot wars and economic currency wars with these other countries, that'll be used to take more liberties. Don't you get it? Whether it's Israel, whether it's Iran, whether it's China, the United States, Canada, all these governments and government class and the mega corporations and insider monopoly men that control governments, they stand to gain from war and crisis and terrorism. I've always explained that the Muslim extremists, there are Muslim extremists who hate America and hate Christians and all this, but that's a minority. And then when you go research them, they're the ones funded by the globalists on record. Every time. And the government lets them come in, but then Europeans and people that want to immigrate here, it's almost impossible to even get a visa to come work here. Because it's all part of the Balkanization. This is the globalist great game of divide and conquer. It's what the Roman Empire used. Then through the Dark Ages, the Venetians kept that system. After Rome fell, went into the Byzantine Empire, was picked up later in France, and then it moved to England. And it's a management system developed by the Romans. Over the 300-year-plus history, well, I mean, you've got the beginning of Rome going on for a couple hundred years, and you've got the, you know, it's real rise for a few hundred years, and then the slow disintegration that took 300 years. But, I mean, technically, you could say the Roman Empire, Roman system went on for 600 years. But, and it came out of Greek systems. But, and so early on, it was Spartan. And extremely moral. And then you saw what it degenerated into. The popularized image of Rome is what it degenerated into, not what it was. It was Spartan. It was like a Spartan graft into that area. All right, we're going to come right back and get into news off the chart. There have been federal rulings that tie right into the NDAA. hardcore news on Iran. So much. I will cover it all straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. We got surprises, too, coming up.
We all know the importance of having storable foods. But what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
BePrepared.com is making deals because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. Stay tuned for a free offer from BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. Now, the sale items. Right now through March 9th, save 32% on freeze-dried chicken breast, $140 on a year's supply of basics, and save on the best-tasting instant non-fat dry milk and heirloom garden seeds. All of this and more, all at BePrepared.com. Plus, order $75 or more and get a free $25 gift card by using promo code Genesis35 at checkout at BePrepared.com. Limit one per customer. This sale ends March 9th. Call 800-222-9596 and experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-222-9596. Hurry, sale ends March 9th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
We're going to have an article about this at InfoWars.com. A auxiliary reporter of InfoWars, their YouTube channel is called Austin Streets. We're going to get this video up on InfoWars.com very soon. An auxiliary reporter who I gave some video cameras to a few years ago because he and his wife were literally homeless living on the street, and now they've gotten jobs and gotten back on their feet. But they were listeners, and they came out to some events, so I gave them some cameras. And they shot at the Austin Kite Festival yesterday that I almost went to. the military, National Guard out there loading children onto buses and running security. Now, they've got MPs in San Antonio now at the Riverwalk. I have seen it myself. They are doing crowd control. This is just all part of total acclimation to have military on the streets of America. And it's an admitted Pentagon program to put military on the streets, again, which is illegal, which means our country is basically being occupied. And they have these acclimation exercises to get you ready for martial law going on everywhere. And next, after they show up at events, and there's the helicopters flying over. It's all part of conditioning. Next, they will start bag searching. I mean, I get reports every week where Alabama, Tennessee, California, Nevada, Arizona, Michigan, Vermont, I mean, they're all over YouTube, where people go to a high school basketball game and there's Marines with guns searching the kids, regular Marines. There's news articles. I've had state reps on in Tennessee. You pull up, there's regular Marines, regular Army, TSA commanding them, state police barking at people, pulling people out of cars. It's all just martial law. That's what TSA at the airport grabbing your genitals is. And if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, I just showed some of that video. Devastating. So I'm getting a hold of Paul Watson right now, and he does great boil-down articles. I won't just show you this. I'm going to show you the Washington Post 8 years ago saying, during attacks, your children will be taken from the public schools. You'll be made to turn your guns in and come to a FEMA camp to get them. I knew about this because listeners in Missouri in the Ozarks sent us footage of the Army taking kids to a FEMA camp as part of a drill with the kids' hands up being loaded. And then last year, we went to Denver during an urban warfare drill, not knowing what we'd see. And it shows the kids being taken from public schools to the sports stadium. The Army, FEMA, everybody. So, see, we won't just show you this latest thing in Austin. We'll give you background integrated full spectrum analysis. In fact, I want to call Watson right now. McBring, right before the show, showed me the video, and I was watching it again during the break. It's pure evil. And again, whenever I talk about it, I'm going to be the bad guy. Because I said there'd be military on the streets. It happened. I said they'd get rid of Posse Comitatus. It happened. I said they'd pass laws that could secretly disappear you. It happened. I said they'd announce a global bank of the world to fix a currency derivatives crisis 13, 14 years ago. By 2012, happened exactly as I said. I broke down, just hundreds of issues. I told you exactly what's going to happen. I told you a purge would start against Republican talk show hosts. Doesn't mean they're perfect. It just means there's a purge going on. They're now trumping up stuff on Limbaugh, really going after him. New York Times and others trying to bring it down. They're blackmailing Rupert Murdoch that they'll arrest him and his son. The Justice Department openly is saying if he doesn't just roll over and start worshiping world government, not say Rupert Murdoch's good. The point is it's factions fighting with each other. Breitbart dies. There's total demonization of drugs going on. Dirty tricks and just insane stuff being launched against us. Just total fiction frauds from every angle because it's all coming down. I mean, can you imagine out of all the hated people out there that, you know, at least you're for the Bill of Rights, Constitution, Second Amendment, I'm the most hated. Michael Savage is broadcasting from six different locations with bodyguards hiding out. That is directly from inside sources. I knew it a year ago, heard it a few months ago, heard it again. And now Savage, I can talk about it. Savage is saying, I told Breitbart to get bodyguards and watch where he goes and don't be in public without bodyguards and don't go to the same places and everything. Because, you know, I'm not going to get into the other stuff I was told. It's too revealing about who the sources are. But this is real, okay? This is real what's going on. You think they're just going to ship guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment and then be caught in federal court shipping narcotics in? ATF, FBI, DEA, and five other agencies? I mean, this is in the federal courts. This is admitted. And when it's brought up, they declare national security. You think they got the troops growing opium and it going from 10% of world supply to like 92% in just 10 years with the troops growing it and guarding it, loading it on C-130s? We're not in Kansas anymore. And all of you mainline Republicans who thought you were going to play along with the New World Order, like Limbaugh, no, that's not going to happen. As this thing comes down to the line, all the old guard types who tried to play both sides, they're going to come after you. You could even try to join the New World Order now. They're going to destroy you. You better defend the Republic. Tyrannies aren't fun. Look at what happened in every other dictatorship. They go after their opposition, the powerful opposition, as soon as they take over. Do you want to be purged by Obama and the megabanks and George Soros?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365. I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net, GetSeeds.net, or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
Local affiliate trying to get us kicked off the air.
Sing me a song. You're a singer.
The military is at the Kite Festival that I've gone to many times with my children, directing people around, bossing everyone around. The next time, of course, they're going to be going for the genitals. And you're like, why? Well, just even with dogs, that's the ultimate form of domination. And they're there conditioning our military, who are good men and women, to engage in these unconstitutional activities. It's all about getting the police, the military, everybody ready. I interviewed 14 years ago now. No, it was 1997, more than 14 years ago. Al A. Philippus, the chief of police of San Antonio, who had the Delta Force come in with bags of money and try to buy him off to basically have a covert military takeover of San Antonio. First, they buy off your police. Just like they take over a third world country. It's a force multiplication structure. They were buying off other city officials. Even after he said no, they brought them suitcases of cash. You know how special forces takes over a country? I mean, they're trained. They can parachute 20 of these guys in, and within 6 months, they've got an indigenous population eating out of their hand, ready to wage war. We are treated the same. And then I got contacted by both of these men were in military intelligence. That's why they knew what was happening. It totally freaked them out. Thomas Sanchez, the head of emergency management in Kingsville, Texas. Vietnam veteran, Army intelligence. And he knew what to say when they came to him. He said, is this part of a takeover program? And they said, yes. The president, under these presidential directives, is preparing us for martial law and taking over local government. And we want you to work with us on this. We're going to run acclimation operations. And, of course, there's mayors and sheriffs and everybody listening everywhere going, wow, I was approached years ago and made to feel special. They always tell you, you're the first town this is being done. You're special. We've got to train. We've got to get everybody ready. It's the same MO. And when I was covering the secret covert program, folks, I had the Army with firearms take our video in San Antonio. After the police chief had told them not to do it, they did it at the military base, Fort Sam Houston, the medical center then, that Delta Force come in and blow up part of a building and all this. We're there the next day on an open base at the time, and they had guys come over with their sidearms, point them at us. Mike Hansen began to argue, so they pulled the gun out and pointed it right at him, MPs, took his video, erased it, and gave it back to us, and told us don't come back. With Delta Force guys sitting there and their handlers, older guys, like they were 45, 50, you know, laughing at us and stuff. Yeah, laugh at America. It's real funny what you do. All the narcotics trafficking, all of it. Oh, you're giving Machiavelli as your test to see if the end justifies the means. The end is not having America strong. The end is destroying America. You were lied to. You think you do evil things because you've got to be more evil than the evil guys? No, that's the devil's greatest trick. It's like the Ring of Mordor. It cannot be used for good. And, of course, that's just the weak-minded ones that get to be part of this evil. How do you feel Delta Force murdering the people at Waco? Is that real tough? You kill some toddlers? Well, yeah, you're real men. You'll go in and put an anti-personnel mine, shape charge on top of the church records building and kill the kids inside. You know, it's an order from Janet Reno, that insane bucket of pus. This is who you've become. And the military is full of some of the best people we've got. And the question is, now the system's trying to corrupt all of them. Now the system's trying to get them all to join with this evil. And listen, I've got a message for the military and the police and everybody. This whole world government's real. The bad guys have seized the federal government. Now they're seizing the state governments. And you better make a decision which side you're going to be on right now. The world government's out in the open. The destruction of our rights is out in the open. Everything I told you so far has come true. Are you ready for the rest of it? And I'm going to tell all of the big talk show hosts and all the big libertarian type people and the neocons and the rest of it. You're not going to have a seat at the table in this new world order. People like Matt Drudge have figured that out. That's why for like 3-4 years he's covering Bilderberg, New World Order, you know, not being in public anymore. He's awake. Other people are awake. Michael Savage, love him or hate him, he knows what's going on. He's hiding out. Okay? Limbaugh, they're in the process of trying to destroy him, blowing all this stuff out of proportion right now. I told you, get ready for them to come after everybody. In fact, guys, pull it up. I forgot to tell you during the break. It was Politico, Media Matters, you know, said Media Matters memo leaked. And Media Matters admitted it was their memo. And they said, we're going to infiltrate alternative media, talk radio, Fox News, and our enemies list, which I'm on. They attack me every week. And we're going to infiltrate them and destroy them. We're going to destroy them. Sabotage. Sabotage. That's George Soros' group. This is a military operation. The liberal, trendy, limp-wristed, simpering NPR voice, that's a cover, folks. That's camouflage. These are hardcore commandos, basically. Okay? These people mean business. Re-education camps, everything. We played you the internal videos of it last week. Okay? You've got to learn, folks, the really vicious people walk around like Bill Gates with lisping voices and act wimpy. That has gone on for thousands of years, folks. The guy stomping around acting tough generally is not the person you got to worry about. Okay? A shark, when it wants to attack you, comes up from the dark. It doesn't want you seeing it. Yeah, just type in Media Matters Memo, Destroy Fox News, I think was the headline. Yeah, Media Matters War Against Fox. Now, pull that up. And the media went with the Fox angle. Well, this is all Cass Sunstein. It's talk radio. It's anybody criticizing. There it is, Media Matters War Against Fox. And it says in there, we're going to infiltrate from within. We're going to tear them up. What they do is, Cass Sunstein at the White House says they pose as, quote, conspiracy theorists. That means people that question known liars. And then get infights going and tell lies about people. And it just goes on. The strategy that we had towards Fox was basically a strategy of containment, said Brock, Media Matters chairman and founder and former conservative journalist, adding that the group's main aim had been to challenge the factual claims. Now scroll down, because I know it's in that article. Just print it for me. That's not the part. It's where they talk about infiltrating. Yeah, print it for me. That's good. That's the article. They can find it. Anyways, and then there's links to the memo itself. This isn't a game. These people, Obama shipped tens of thousands of firearms to Mexico to cause carnage and death, to blame the Second Amendment, and those memos are all public, to then call for a ban of all semi-auto. The Attorney General and the President are both on record in federal court filings and legislation they supported for total abolition of, quote, civilian ownership of firearms. They want total and complete gun bans. They're real. They're real. This is real revolutionaries by foreign megabanks that want to destroy this country, start a civil war, and start arresting talk show hosts. You don't think the state police, days before we went and covered their gunboats they're buying, they've been federalized basically, were calling up, harassing our affiliate, calling all their numbers, and calling different staff and people and trying to creep them out because they just decided to do it. They've been given the green light. That is a bold move. That is a bold, bold, bold illegal move. I'm telling you, they're coming after us, okay? And me, I say that's good. That means we are hurting these people. And you don't beat them by backing off and hiding. You beat them by deciding what side you're on, police, military, talk shows, everybody. This is it. The fight for America. It's happening. We might have basically a Bolshevik takeover funded by the big banks, same ones that funded the takeover of Russia. And they will use the giant hordes of people on welfare who will do anything to get those checks as their political armies and the police and the bureaucrats and everybody paid off. Half the public getting a government paycheck or one way or the other. It's on. It's on. It's on. This is it. All you military people, all you police, say you want to fight for America. The red, white, and blue. That's the Bill of Rights, Constitution, Declaration of Independence that on all these cop shows and movies they demonize and make fun of all day. You ever notice that? Cops, when you're watching cop shows and the hero says, you know, forget the Constitution, I hate it, and they all have high fives and then bust the bad guy, you're being trained to hate America. You better decide now. And let me tell you, just like Russia, just like Germany, all of you, just like the communist Chinese, and just like Pol Pot, in every case, the group that is seen as opposition but within the power structure, when a real takeover happens, you are the number one people they're going to target. They are coming after you. You don't just think they have veterans as the number one enemy in all these secret reports we got that the media admit were real, MIAC, Homeland Security, and others. They hate police. They've got all the good cops in databases. If you're a good police officer that changes people's tires and it doesn't want a social climb and doesn't do corrupt stuff, you've been put in a file. They've assessed you. You think you're out assessing the public? You, on record, are in a file. They know you. They know your surfing habits, everything. They got a file on you. The devil, the New World Order, already knows you're the enemy. You're already under attack. They're already going to come after you if they bring this in. The only chance we've got is to stand up to this and stop playing games. Used to, I'd have to travel 100 miles to show a military takeover. Now I can drive right up the road 3 miles. They got the TSA on the streets in San Antonio, Houston, and Dallas. Now I was reading they're going to start coming to Austin. Everything's getting shut down except the border. They got the cops all roided up, crazed out of their minds. Oh, we're going to have a war with the American people. Ladies and gentlemen, I got more reports. Gun sales were record last year. They're now topping that record. The guns are selling out everywhere. Ammo's selling out. Everyone's buying firearms. Liberals are all waking up buying them. The globalists have to bring in tyranny, folks, because the revolution's here. The second American restoration is here. It's here. We now know that revolutionaries with big banking financing came in here and did take America over. And now America's waking up to that. And let me tell you, we are in a crisis so big, so real. I've told you over and over again, Iran is a political diversion because during a war, they can take liberties easier. War is the health of the state. They're going to use that war, the huge multi-region war that Rand Corporation called for 3 years ago, to go after their primary target, the rich West. We are the enemy. Our Magna Carta, if you're in the Commonwealths, from Australia to England, to Scotland, to Northern Ireland, if you have a history of Magna Carta, if you have what grew out of that, the flower of it, Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights, Constitution, we're the enemy. We're the last in line. We're all that's left. You understand that? We are both the great engine of evil worldwide, but we are also the savior. It's the battle's here. The decision will be made here. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. So the great evil is here. There's many other horrible evils, but the great evil's here because evil is attracted to power. Evil wants the levers of power. So the great contest over the wheel that governs the direction of our ship is happening now. And you've got to decide. You've got to decide. I'm not scared at all. I'm ready for whatever comes in this. I'm ready. Because I know that this is my destiny. This is what I'm here for. This life is short. And I want to live it to the fullest for humanity. I want to be a good person. I'm going to follow my heart that wants justice. I'm going to recognize good from evil. I've made my decision. And there's no fear. And the power of the world, the power of this system, the power of the devil, make no mistake, that's what it is broken. It's broken when you give yourself over to good, give yourself over to God. Whatever you are, atheist, agnostic, whatever you are, you're not going to find it in some establishment church. Just ask God to show you in this great time of challenge that's coming. And believe me, you'll be shown. You're on a planet in the middle of the universe, and you don't think there's things you don't see or know. You can't feel it because you've been spiritually blinded by the fake churches, by the world, by its facsimiles, by all of it. You have got to ask God to open your eyes. You can. God will not force himself on you. You have got to ask. That is a spiritual law. Like the parable of vampire. It has to ask permission to come in. You got to let it in. It's the same thing for good. It is a decision. It is a decision that you have to make. And just commit and turn loose. That's the secret. Just turn loose. And by the way, giving yourself over to God is not becoming a slave. That's what happens when you serve the devil, Satan. It's more than that. You just surrender to the fact that's already there. And then that's where the great peace comes from. And great discernment. And I know why people serve evil. They seek power. They want to get back at people that have done them wrong. They feel weak. And I feel sorry for those that never really experienced true power, true discernment. If they only knew that they are only masters of evil, and that is such a small part of the spectrum of creation and reality. It is such a shadow of creation. But because of the evil, we can recognize the good. Because of that, and I don't mean to get spiritual here. It's just that's what's in my heart. And this is a spiritual choice. Make no mistake. It is a spiritual war. The globalists print the money. They want your mind. They want your fertility destroyed. They want your power destroyed. They want to drug you. and psychologically stunt you because you are beautiful and powerful and shining, and they hate it. They want to deface God's creation. They want to beguile you and stunt you, because once you experience good versus evil, there is no choice, there is no debate, there is no questioning. It is a sick joke. Once you experience the true power in this universe, it is a joke. And you see the blind leading the blind. You see them have no idea. They foolishly believe they have power because they understand this temporal world. They have no idea that that is only one small slice of an ocean that is limitlessly deep. Life is power. Creation is power, and it only flows from the Creator. All right, I got to get to the news here. We got a guest coming up. It is incredible information. We've got really bad news. Holder to justify killing Americans. And here's another one. Reuters, U.S. court approves warrantless searches of cell phones. I mean, it is coming down, folks. The criminals are in charge, and we've got to call them out. We've got to go head on up against them.
IRS, the three most dreaded letters of the alphabet. If you owe back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, are receiving threatening letters, or have IRS agents coming to your home or place of business, you need an experienced IRS agent fighting on your side. Call the Tax Relief Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Spearheaded by a former IRS agent, we know how to negotiate a reduction in the tax you owe, stop wage garnishments, lift bank levies, and negotiate an affordable repayment plan. With 17 years as a practicing attorney and an A-plus Better Business rating, we'll get the IRS off your back once and for all. In fact, recently, when an IRS employee had a tax problem, she called us. Stop being afraid and call right now for your free consultation at 800-652-6978. The phone call is free and there's no obligation, so call 800-652-6978. Again, that's 800-652-6978. Actual results based on individual client circumstances.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.
Here are the reports. This is the Washington Post, 2003. School boosts preparedness for attack. Many anti-terror plans would stop parents from picking up their children. FEMA and the Army take you to a FEMA camp. That's 2003. Oh, here's my article. Red alert means you will be a prisoner in your home, and the schools will keep you from your children, taking them to secret locations. And then we have links to in 1999 when I got videos shot by parents and secret documents in 1999. In fact, here it is. If you guys give me a document cam shot of this, this is the actual document right here. This is the Neshoba Regional School District Crisis Plan Information for Families. And this is from, this is the documents out of, this is the documents out of 2003, but I've got the other ones in here where it was going on in 1999. You can just go and follow all the links there in the article and see all of that, but this is what's going on, okay? This is what's happening. And now they have the army at the Kite Festival in Austin out there guarding everyone and directing everyone. And people, while I was watching the video, the body language, people kind of walking up to the military, like, everything's TSA now. And it's just guys in camo, the police in camo, everything merging together. And remember, I told you for years that was coming. I think I'm going to ask Colonel Schaefer about that when he comes on. Look at this. Holder to justify killing Americans on foreign soil. Obama administration firms up support for state-sponsored assassination. But they've got this new power, they say, to kill us domestically. No judge, no jury, or kidnap us. Here's the other one. Now listen to this. You heard yesterday how out in Hawaii now they make women pump breast milk in front of them just to make sure there's not bombs. I'm not kidding. And to prove that the breast pump's a breast pump. Just all part of arbitrary harassment and humiliation. And then say, you can't go to a private place. Do it in front of everybody. And the TSA said, we're sorry for the misunderstanding. That's what that means they're going to keep doing it. We're sorry you didn't like it. They're of their father. All they do is lie. U.S. court approves wireless searches of cell phones. U.S. police can search a cell phone for its number without having a warrant. According to a federal appeals court ruling. Yeah, in Indiana, Michigan, all over the country, they pull you over now for speeding or whatever, or inspection sticker, and they just say, give me your phone. And they plug it into a machine and suck everything off of it. Photos, videos, phone numbers. And they say, well, it's like searching a notepad in your car. It's just the general area. I mean, total. There's nothing more private than your computer. That's what it is. I mean, that's North Korea. And they love it. Oh, but it's about keeping you safe, of course. Okay. Again, you say you care about America? Well, then you should be against all of this. They're getting the country ready for World War III and martial law and financial collapse during that. Officers in Indiana found a number of cell phones at the scene of a drug bust. See, it always is for drugs, but they're saying, we'll do it in your car now. And searched each phone for its telephone number. Did they search the ATF shipping cocaine in? Having the numbers allowed the government to subpoena the owners' call histories, linking them to the drug-selling scheme. And again, makes it sound reasonable, but they're saying now for the highway checkpoints. Incredible. One of the suspects who was convicted and sentenced to 10 years in prison argued on appeal that police had no right to search the phone's contents without a warrant. The U.S. And see, they used a case that they think sounds reasonable for everybody's phones now. The U.S. Court of Appeals Second Seventh Circuit rejected the argument on Wednesday, finding that the invasion of privacy was so slight, that the police actions did not violate the Fourth Amendment ban on unreasonable searches of your person, houses, papers, and effects. Oh, really? My papers and effects? You got to have a warrant for my papers and effects. Oh, but this is digital. It's digital now, so it doesn't count. It's written things. Okay. Cops, you think the Bill of Rights is a bad idea for you and your family? Go ahead and join with evil then. Hope you enjoy it.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.